Dr. Mayor Harnish of Baha'i Faith is here to do our invocation tonight.
Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
O thou kind Lord, these are thy servants who have gathered in this meeting, have turned unto thy kingdom, and are in need of thy bestowal and blessing. O God, we are as plants, and thy bounty is as the rain. Refresh and cause these plants to grow through thy bestowal. We are ignorant, make us wise. We are material, endow us with spirit. We are needy, enrich and bless us from thy boundless treasury. Thou art mighty, thou art powerful, thou art the giver and the ever bounteous. Amen.
Thank you. All right, before we go on, Jimmy, I don't know if they explained what goes on when you do the flag salute, but we get to hear about what Knights of Columbus have been up to lately. So would you do that for us?
Well, I'm a member of the Knights of Columbus 1375 right here in Arroyo Grande. We are having a family barbecue on Sunday at the church, as well as a Eagle Scout Court of Honor for another Eagle Scout from Troop 26. I believe we're up to 26 or 27 Eagle Scouts in our troop now. We're the sponsoring organization for Troop 26, and I'm also an assistant scoutmaster and the new liaison between the troop and the council. We're very proud of our Boy Scout troop and all of the accomplishments from the Eagle Scouts, and I think that's about it for the Knights of Columbus now.
Great. Well, we appreciate you being here and look forward to having you again.
All right,
thank you. Thanks. Item 5 is special presentations. We do have one this evening, but we have, looking around the room, we have no one here to receive it. And I believe it is going to go to the Slow Bicycle Club, the Tuesday Night Riders. And they are a group of bicyclists here in the city. And since this is Tuesday night, I do believe they're still out on their ride. And so at a point in time, if it happens this evening that they do show up, then we'll take a break and go ahead and make that presentation. And with that, we'll move on to item 6, which is agenda review. Move that all ordinances presented for introduction or adoption be read in title only and all further readings be waived.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item 7 is community comments and suggestions. This is an opportunity for any member of the public to address the council with any suggestions, recommendations, observations on items that are not or clarification. And this evening, if you're following along on the agenda, these are consent items 8A through 8G. This is also an opportunity for any member of the public, once again, to come forward on any item on consent. Once again, 8A through 8G. If there's anyone in the audience who would like to come forward at this time on any of those items, this would be an opportunity for you to do so. Seeing none? Okay. Making it easy on me tonight. We'll close the public comment on the consent agenda and bring this back to the council. What is the will of the council? Okay, we'll pull 8B. Any others? All right, I will entertain a motion for approval of consent items 8A through 8G with the exception of 8B.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Anything to read in there this evening, Tim?
No, Mayor Farrar, there's not.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Council Board Member Costello?
Yes.
Council Board Member Guthrie?
Yes.
Council Board Member Arnold?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chair Fellows?
Yes.
And Mayor Chair Farrar?
Yes, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem, 8B.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I asked the city clerk to
flesh out the minutes a bit regarding the Carol Florence, the representative for Acceleron Oil Company, regarding the especially the part where she was she came up to the podium, mentioned that we had nothing to worry about. There's an easement worked out where the oil trucks would be going across. I think it is a Porter property. And I asked her if that easement had been signed, sealed, and delivered, the easement she had mentioned. She said yes. So that's the change that I would recommend the council on that item. But the agenda for August 26th.
Okay, and I believe each of us received a copy of those amendments. Is that not correct? Okay. Kelly, was there another addition in there that you'd like to comment on as well?
There was, actually. There was a comment by Rick Grunsick regarding the fire consolidation issue, and I added that in there. I inadvertently left that out.
All right. Very good. So we have corrected or amended minutes for 8B. Would you like to make a motion for approval on
that? I move approval on the minutes for August 26, item 8B, as amended.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, roll call.
Mayor Pro Tem Fellows.
Yes.
Councilmember Arnold.
Yes.
Councilmember Costello.
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie.
Yes.
And Mayor Farrar.
Yes, thank you. That moves us to item 9, public hearings. 9A is consideration of an introduction of an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande, amending section 2.04.040 of the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code regarding the City Council compensation. Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and members of the Council. Back in 1997, the City Council at that time voted to increase the salary or stipend for the mayor and council members from $300 to $330 per month and to establish a monthly expense allowance of $75. No changes have been made to that time until recently staff recommended elimination of the expense allowance in order to comply with provisions of AB 1234. Which are relatively new state regulations dealing with City Council compensation. This was approved by the City Council at the July 22nd meeting. At that time, staff also suggested, and the City Council agreed, to transfer the money from the expense allowance to the salary. Staff, while technically it is an increase to the City Council salary, staff is interpreting it as really just simply a conversion of one form of compensation to another. There's no impact on the city's budget, and the amount of salary remains well below what is provided for by state law. Therefore, staff respectfully recommends the City Council introduce the ordinance this evening, and we'd be happy to try to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Questions or clarifications on the staff report? Okay. We've heard this before. This is a public hearing. If there are any members of the audience who would like to come forward on 9A, this would be an opportunity for you to do so. No one? Okay. We'll close the public hearing portion of 9A and bring this back, and we'll start with Council Member Guthrie.
Well, as I stated in, when we looked at this before, I do have some hesitancy about how we define sort of the small trips from the big trips here. But I do feel confident that with the travel policy we have that we can handle those problems and certainly can support what's in front of us tonight.
Okay, thank you. Council Member Costello.
I, too, can support what's in front of us tonight. In effect, it's simply transferring the same amount from one classification to another to comply with state law, so I have no problems with this tonight.
Okay. And Councilmember Arnold?
I have nothing to add to that. I can support as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem?
I can support it and just want to make clear that we're not getting a penny more. It's just a bookwork sort of thing, so I can support it as well.
Okay. I have nothing to add to what's been stated. The Mayor Pro Tem kind of stole my thunder. I wanted to underscore that fact as well, but it's good. With that, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move we adopt an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande, amending section 2.04-040 of the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code regarding City Council compensation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Fellows?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Councilmember Arnold?
Yes.
And Mayor Farrar?
Yes. Thank you. Well, if I'm not mistaken, have we been joined by the Tuesday Night Riders in the back of the room, or at least some of them? Okay. And does that include John Sasaki?
Yes.
Okay. And is he out of uniform? Okay. Well, it's indeed a pleasure this evening to award a mayor's recognition to the Slow Bicycle Club, the Tuesday Night Riders, for their contribution to our newest bike rack in the city, and it's by the Swinging Bridge near the gazebo at the rear of City Hall, and we're very appreciative of it. And the Tuesday Night Riders dedicated that bicycle rack to John Sasaki, and I have a little background information that I want to share with you on John. John began participating in organized bike rides in 1974 in Southern California. He moved to Arroyo Grande in 1985, and he began riding here with friends on Tuesday night. He joined the Slow Bicycle Club in 1988, and in 1989, he formalized his to be part of the new bike rack dedication. And John, on behalf of the council, I would like to present this commendation or this recognition to you, if you would join me at the podium.
This is very unexpected, so just thank you very much, and thank you to all my friends who initiated this. It's been a total surprise to me. I had no idea that this was going to happen. So,
well, good. It's a nice surprise, I hope.
Yes, very much so. Those are very nice words that you spoke.
Well, we do thank your community spirit. Thank you for your community spirit, and we hope we get a few more riders to join you.
All right, I hope so.
Thanks for taking time to be here.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, that will take us to item number 10, continued business. We have none this evening. 11 is new business. 11A is consideration of the annual local sales tax appropriation and the allocation report. Steve?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. In November 2006, the voters of Arroyo Grande approved Measure O-06, which established a half-cent local sales tax to fund city needs identified in the city's long-range financial plan. As you recall, those needs fell into four categories, which consist of transportation, including the Briscoe Road, Briscoe-Halcyon Interchange Project, infrastructure, including street, drainage, and creek improvements, public safety, including police, fire, equipment, facilities, and staffing, and lastly, improvements to city facilities necessary to meet ADA requirements. In order to ensure accountability, the measure also included a provision requiring the city to publish and distribute an annual report to all households on the revenues and expenditures from the sales tax proceeds. As a result, staff has just prepared the second annual local sales tax allocation report, which provides actual expenditures for fiscal year 07-08 and proposed expenditures for fiscal year 08-09, and is included in your staff report for your consideration this evening. While we do have remaining unexpended funds from fiscal year 07-08, we're very proud of the progress we've made on our projects the past year, particularly in the area of street improvements, which have been substantial. As you know, improvements made to Farrell Avenue, Briscoe Road, James Way, and East Grand Avenue have all represented major street improvement projects, and has really been unprecedented in regards to the level of street improvement activity in one given year. In addition, one of the come out when we first made these projections. Secondly, was that sales tax projections have become extremely complicated to accurately project ever since the state implemented what they refer to as this triple flip, where they trade certain revenues for other revenues to the city. However, now that we do have a full year of revenues from the measure, we feel we can much more accurately and confidently project those revenues. And additional revenues received will now enable us to amend the current budget and to appropriate additional expenditures to help meet those needs that were identified in the original measure. As a result, the existing fund balance is now projected to be approximately $930,000. The revenues for fiscal year 2008-09 are projected to be approximately $1.95 million. A total of $2.453 million in expenditures are proposed for fiscal year 2008-09. This will leave an estimated fund balance projected at the end of the year of approximately $427,000, and that will represent over 20% of the projected annual local sales tax revenues, which is consistent with our city's policy. The other thing to point out in terms of how this report is presented is we've also identified those unexpended funds from 07-08 that were due to projects that were not completed. We've identified those as proposed expenditures for fiscal year 08-09 rather than identifying them as carryovers to make it much more easier for the reader to understand in the report. We've included in your staff report a detailed list of the proposed changes. However, I'd like to outline just what I believe are the most significant. First is a proposed additional $625,000 for resurfacing of West Branch Street. This project's been identified as a high priority project due to the poor condition of that roadway. Secondly, is proposing an additional $25,000 for the pavement management program in order to increase funding for this street slurry seal projects, particularly since this past year we skipped that program 1 year in order to fund those major projects that I mentioned earlier. $20,000 additional is proposed for the Fair Oaks Halcyon Signal project in order to add ADA ramps associated with that project. $5,000 is proposed for the high school bus turnout project. That's a joint project that the Lucia Mar Unified School District will actually be constructing. City's already providing $15,000 that it receives through South County Area Transit for bus improvements, but we would like to add additional $5,000 due to the cost estimates for the project have escalated, and they're estimating it about $80,000. So the school district will then to the following fiscal year. It still has $200,000 in the budget for items and planning that will be conducted this fiscal year. And then lastly, we're proposing that an additional $75,000 be added for improvements planned for the City Hall complex. In addition, in order to continue to be able to demonstrate that the city will, in the long term, maintain its commitment to being able to fund those needs identified in the measure, staff updated the 10-year projections for this fund. It's included in your staff report. I think you can see that we're very confident that the numbers show we can continue a very aggressive and long-term commitment to major capital projects from this fund. Therefore, as a result, staff respectfully recommends that the City Council this evening approve the local sales tax allocation report and then also approve the changes to the appropriations that we're recommending for these funds. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions you have. And our finance director is here if you have any more detailed questions on the numbers. And I've asked the Public Works Director to be here if you have any questions on the specific projects that are listed.
Okay, thanks. Questions on the, yes, go ahead.
Just one quick one. The
budget items here, this is for the report purpose and for kind of planning. It's not locking in, so each of these will come forward at a later date. Is that correct?
Yes, each project would come forward when it depends on the type of project, but any type of project that we're going to be doing a bid or releasing a contract, those would come back to the council. If there was any changes in the proposed budget, it would come back to council. There's a few of the minor things that are funded and we would have the authority to proceed with, but any of the major expenditures in here will be coming back to council before we proceed and actually do construction.
All right. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. This is not a public hearing, but as is typically our practice, we do allow public input on business items, and this is certainly an important one. So if there are members of the audience who would like to come forward on 11A, this would be an opportunity for you to do so. Anyone? No one? Okay. We'll close any public comment on 11A, and we'll bring this back to the council. And we'll start with Councilmember Costello.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to thank staff for the report. I think that it's very clear, easy to follow. I'm happy that the mistake was made being too conservative so that we have projections that are above what we thought they would be. I'd rather see that than the other direction. I can support this tonight, and I look forward to continued success with this, and I think it's a very fine way we have to fund some of these longer-term projects. So thank you, staff.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Arnold.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I also want to commend you, Angie. It's an excellent report. It's really easy to understand what's going on. I was also glad to see that we're using a very, very conservative growth rate going forward so that we can hopefully always be pleasantly surprised. And I know that right now with everything that's going on with the budget, it is nice to have this
going forward. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem.
Back when the measure was passed, 06, it was promised by the city that the public would get an accounting every year, as the city manager mentioned, and I think this accounting is very well laid out. It's as promised, and as I understand it, it's due to go out in the mail as soon as we approve it, so I can support it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I also feel that, one of the key elements in the measure was accountability, and the public wanted to make sure, our community wanted to make sure that if they approved this, it was going to get spent for the right reasons, and that was reflected in the nature of the advisory measures. So once again, I think we set the bar last year with our first report, and this more than meets it this year as well. So I'm glad to see the detail in here. It's easy to understand, and I can support this as well. And if there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the proposed revised local sales tax appropriations for fiscal year 08-09, and secondly, approve the proposed annual local sales tax allocation report.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I can second that.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mayor Pro Tem Fellows?
Yes.
Councilmember Arnold?
Yes.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
And Mayor Farrar?
Yes, thank you. Item 12 is city council items. We have none this evening. Item 13, city manager items. None this evening. 14 is council communication. Any correspondence or comments from the council?
Not tonight.
Okay. Staff communications?
I just wanted to remind the council and then also for the benefit of the public that we are having a special meeting on 6 o'clock at the South County Regional Center to discuss potential impacts and information regarding the Wasna Valley Acceleron proposed oil well project. So we just want to get the word out and make sure all the public is invited to participate in that meeting.
Did you say the date?
Monday the 15th.
Thank you. I must understand.
Yeah, I was going to talk a little bit about that right at adjournment, but we adjourned to, no, that's okay. It's a good thing you did. I just wanted to indicate to the public, first of all, if you have an interest in this project, even though there's been some discussion about a change of route, there are still some lingering details that are worthy of the council meeting in a special session. And I just want to underscore that this will be a council meeting. It's not going to be a town hall meeting or a community outreach meeting. It will be a business meeting. So we would encourage any member of the public that has an interest in this project and is concerned about its potential impact in the city that we would encourage you to be there. Was that it, Steve?
Just one other minor item. Just want to let folks know with September 11th this week, we will be putting out the flags in commemoration of that that day and to honor and remember those that were impacted, particularly okay. by the
flags going out at half-mast? Or do we know?
We haven't heard yet if they were going to be requested to be half-mast. But as far as all the streets that line, all the